On the 17th of March, 1972, a man called Colin Fraser, locally known as Odd Colin, disappeared in mysterious circumstances. Was there something more sinister behind it? No one has ever found out what happened to him. Until now. I'm Alfie Rees.
And I'm Morgana Huddleston.
Welcome to Truth Diggers.
What if we don't find out what happened to him, though? I mean, we might not. People are going to be disappointed, aren't they?
Look, I know how true crime podcasts work, right?
Yeah, you're obsessed with them. It's not healthy to listen to all that murder and violence at your age. I worry about what it does to your innocent little mind.
I'm the same age as you.
Yeah, but girls mature faster than boys.
So, we thought instead of doing a written thing or a poster for our local history project, we might make a podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea.
This podcast is supported by Mr. McGuigan, our new history teacher at Kerrgate High School.
He's really cool.
Our old history teacher would never have let us do something like this.
So, how come you need to talk to me? Have you got any questions?
No. We just wanted to record you saying it was okay to do a podcast as our project so we didn't get in trouble later.
It sounds really great. And original.
That's why we're doing it. And definitely not just because it's easier than doing a written project.
Well, no. Because it's not going to be easier.
Isn't it? Are we just going to sit in front of a microphone and talk about this old business for an hour?
It's not going to be that sort of podcast.
I thought that's what podcasts were. Just people chatting about murders or politics or old TV shows.
No, there's much more you can do with a podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be an in-depth true crime podcast. You thought we were going to do the whole project in an hour, didn't you?
No.
So, this is Kerrgate. It's a quiet sort of place.
It really is. Listen. See?
It's like a lot of seaside towns in this part of the world. 100 years ago, it was a popular holiday destination.
I won't go that far. It was a holiday destination.
Yeah, it was where you went if Blackpool wasn't booked up. Back before cheap flights to Spain and Greece were a thing.
So, fast forward 50 years, more and more people are going on holiday abroad, and there's not much happening in Kerrgate anymore.
Hey, what are you kids doing?
We're making a podcast.
Kids these days. When I was your age, we'd be out rock pooling or playing French cricket, not podcasting or playing Fortcraft on your Switch boxes.
What's your point?
Who said I had a point?
We're investigating the strange disappearance of Colin Fraser, better known as Odd Colin.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
No one's saying you did. Just what do you remember about him?
He was odd. And then he disappeared.
Oh, yeah, I remember Odd Colin. He wanted you to remember him. He was that sort of bloke.
This is Paul Rees, my great-uncle. He's the one who first told me about Odd Colin. And for years I thought he was making it up. Because he does make stuff up. Look, we found a picture of him in an old edition of the local newspaper.
Ah, yes. That's him all right.
You can see from the black and white picture that Colin was quite a tall bloke with hunched shoulders and curly hair. Paul told us his hair was red, which must have made him stand out even more. You kind of wonder how someone like that goes missing.
How old were you when Colin disappeared?
I'd have been 11, I think. Yeah.
And why do people call him Odd Colin?
Little things. He never wore shoes. Wouldn't eat any food that was red. Some days he wore a helmet for communicating with aliens.
Cool.
And he claimed to be a wizard.
We heard about that.
Yeah, well, some of us kids used to believe it. There was a girl at my school who broke her leg, and everyone said it was because she fired a spud gun at Colin's cat, and he put a curse on her.
What's a spud gun?
Never mind that. So you think he was a real wizard?
Obviously he wasn't a real wizard, because wizards
aren't... We shouldn't rule anything out.
Sorry, Paul. Morgana wants this to be a paranormal investigations podcast, and I don't. Because paranormal isn't real. And even if it was, it wouldn't come to Kerrgate.
So, did you ever talk to Colin?
No.
Why? Were you scared he was going to curse you too?
No. No, I just wasn't meant to talk to strangers.
What did people think happened to him?
Most people thought he must have annoyed someone and had to leave town before he got beat up. But I don't know. If he was planning on leaving, he'd have made a thing of it, you know? Claim the end of the world was nigh, or whatever.
Did you manage to find that tape for me?
I did.
What's this tape?
The local radio station used to have Colin on as a guest sometimes to fill space when there wasn't much happening, like. They knew they could just get him in and he'd say something daft.
And you taped it?
Not on purpose. Me and some mates had sent in a letter under the name Hugo P. Quickly, and we wanted to record them reading it out, so we taped the whole show.
Hugo P. Quickly?
I don't get it. What you're about to hear is a recording of Odd Colin in March 1971, appearing on a show called Tony Swan's Laughternoon, which aired on weekday afternoons on North Point Radio.
And that was Lizard King with Fly a Purple Pony. It's just coming up to 1:40, but maybe we can see a little further into the future than that with my next guest, Colin Fraser.
Hello, Tony.
Now, Colin's an old friend of the show, but for those who've not heard him before, Colin claims to be a wizard. Isn't that right?
Yes, I follow the true path of English magic, which is spelled
with a K, of course.
And through my magical practice, I perform acts of wizardry.
Okay, Colin, give us an example of an act of wizardry.
Well, you'll notice it's not raining today.
Yes?
I did that. My sister was going out horse riding today and didn't want the ground to be boggy, so I used my powers.
Oh, can you use those powers to help me win some money on the pools?
I will never use my powers for financial gain. The Peppercorn family have asked me several times to help them with their investment.
I'll nip that one in the bud. We don't want to get sued. So, today, you're going to foretell the future.
Okay, Tony. For starters, by 1980, we'll have a single global currency called the Steenhuffle.
Fascinating.
England will win World Cup in 1974 and 1978.
Oh, excellent.
And within 10 years, no one will be keeping dogs, and the most popular household pets will be ferrets.
Well, maybe you can come back on the show in 10 years and we'll see if you were right.
Oh, you won't be doing this show in 10 years, Tony.
That's actually the one thing Colin got right. Tony Swan got sacked from his show in 1977 after he punched the organiser of a flower show on air and claimed she was a Russian spy.
They never proved she wasn't.
But of course, Colin couldn't have come back on Tony Swan's Laughternoon even if it was still on air in 1981, because Colin had vanished 9 years earlier.
So what next?
I reckon the tape gives us two things that we can investigate.
The Peppercorn family have asked me several times to help them with their investment.
I'll nip that one in the bud.
Who are the Peppercorn family? That's a weird name.
I don't know, but Tony was very quick to shut it down, wasn't he? And there's also this.
I did that. My sister was going out horse riding today and didn't want the ground to be boggy, so I used my powers.
This is huge. No one knew Colin had a sister.
When you say no one, do you mean you?
Shut up.
Tea's in 5 minutes, Alfie.
Dad, I'm recording my podcast.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you stay, Morgana.
That'd be lovely, Mr. Reese. Cheers.
Someone put this note through the letterbox for you, Alfie.
Who?
I didn't see.
What does it say?
Stop your investigations at once. This is bigger than you can handle. Stay away for your own good.
Cool.
So, who should we speak to next? Colin's only living relative, his sister?
Or the Peppercorn family who Colin refused to help with their investments? We need your help to decide. Go to the Fun Kids website and vote.
Visit funkidslive.com now to make your choice.